This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, well, well.
Well.
Listen to what this guy wrote in. He said, am I the jerk for warning my son his mom is about to snap? Hold on.
I'm a little confused.
Hear him out. Allie and DZ, my son is 13. He's an only child. My wife can be high strung at times, but she means well.
Okay.
And is usually trying to help.
I don't even got to hear the rest. But now go on. But go on. Go ahead.
But in those moments of trying to control the situation, she can cause unnecessary anxiety for our son.
Sure.
He's fine, and while she's really harmless overall, I can usually warn him that she's about to lose it on him.
I mean... Okay.
She recently found out that I've been warning him his mom is about to snap, and she is not happy about the situation. She feels like I'm being disloyal to her. So am I the jerk for warning our son that mom is about to throw a chancla at his head? That was for you, DZ.
Appreciate y'all for saying the chancla line.
Am I the jerk for warning my son his mom's about to snap? That is the question today.
Well, knowing they're Latino, changes my answer completely. Yes, you're the jerk, boy. Everybody should run.
Is it Angel or Angel?
It's always Angel. That's my dad's name, too. That's funny.
No, that's why I said that. All right. Am I the jerk for warning my son his mom's about to snap? Boy, I wish my mom would have warned me when my dad was about to snap, because he was the one who lost it in our household, and I never got a warning.
And I hear the united front as parents, and why if the parent finds out. Sure, shady, but
you're undermining the other parent, though.
That's what it is.
That's where I get annoyed with it. I'm like, okay, now I understand she's just having a moment and it's going to pass, but at the same time...
If she's having a lot of these moments, though, are you helping the kid avoid unnecessary trauma by being like, hey, your mom's on one. Watch out. Watch out. Why'd you leave the socks in the living room again? Watch out. Why'd you leave your backpack in the doorway?
She's
watch out.
She's holding the laundry basket and she's furious. I would clear the room.
Run! Run!
Do you think he's the jerk for warning the son that his wife is going to lose it on him or snap on him?
We're joking a lot, you know?
But seriously. Because it's funny, but it's not, right?
All jokes aside, I hear why you might come off as jerky because of the lapse in unification.
Exactly.
But your kid is old enough to understand and be talked to. It's not a baby, right? I think they're at a different age. That kid is growing up. And why I'm going to say not the jerk is because that kid is a young man now. and he's more than aware of the surroundings and what's going on.
You don't have to baby him about what's about to go down. He's going to have to handle conflict on his own at some point.
And a warning would be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is a warning every single time? Maybe he's doing it too much,
mm-hmm.
right? But when a parent is on one,
consequences don't become consequences if you warn me that I'm about to. I'm like, oh well, let me figure out how to maneuver this.
But then again, I'm thinking of my childhood and going, I know that I was a frustrating child.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact I caused some of the stress. So I'm not blame shifting, but is the child just being a 13-year-old or are they actually doing some things that he deserved?
Mm-hmm.
And right? And you shouldn't be giving him the warning and you just being a friend and not a father.
That's the thing. Like, is the son doing something and the mom's trying to fix it and you're going and saying, I'm with you on that.
Hey, I got your back. You know, is he undermining and being a friend, not a father? Jerk. If mm-hmm. you're just going, hey man, you know, you're becoming a little older. Your mom's a little high strung today.
Yeah, Megan in Milwaukee texted in. He's the jerk. He needs to be on his wife's side.
Okay. I mean, we could be very much so split on this
uh-huh.
one. I do see both sides, but I'm saying not the jerk just because of how I feel like it's happening.
It said, this is not being the jerk. First of all, let's not forget that some parents are extra brutal and they might react in even a physical way, so a fair warning is good. Absolutely. If somebody's about to get hit, I'm not judging that.
Chanclas don't count, though. Chanclas don't count.
That doesn't count. We're not talking about, I mean, physical abuse is a whole nother, that's not funny.
Close fist, not cool.
No,
chanclas to the head,
we're talking
I mean,
about
what'd
your,
you do?
Your mom's on one, and she's coming to yell at you. That's it, you guys.
You ain't do the dishes, and she's about to wring your neck.
Everybody knows what that's like.
Well, not physically wring your neck, but that chancla's coming. That flip-flop is on the way.
Jen from Lake Geneva texted in, said, not the jerk. I do this with my kids when their father's on one. Sometimes it's necessary, like warns them.
Mm-hmm. Listen, you said it, and I echo. I wish I would have gotten a warning or two back in the day. I'm just saying, maybe I deserved it, but I still would have appreciated the warning.
414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. You can always leave us a voice message on the app, too. I can't wait to see where everybody goes. Is he or she the jerk? No, he's the jerk.
He.
For warning his son that his mom is about to snap.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Angel, Angel,
yeah.
wants to know if he's the jerk for warning his son his mom's about to snap. He said, my son's an only child. He's 13. The wife can be a little high strung and unnecessarily causing anxiety by having these little freakouts. So he tries to warn the kid. And then the wife found out and she's not happy.
Dad said, chancla's coming, watch out.
Rebecca's in Milwaukee. Let's start with her. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
Morning.
Hello. Which way you going? Is he the jerk for warning his son mom's about to go off?
Absolutely not. That is good. That is a good heads up right there.
Oh.
13-year-old mm-hmm. little boys, they need to be like, you know, smacked in the back of the head and like, hey, dude, knock it off. Like,
yeah.
you're about to freak everybody out.
Yeah.
I appreciate it when somebody says, hey, your
chill
mom's
out.
Gonna lose it.
Chill out.
You want somebody to warn you mom's about to go off.
And maybe that's what it is. Dad's mm-hmm. just giving her the chill out.
Mm.
Or him right. to chill out.
No, but nobody who's upset wants to hear chill out. Mm-hmm. Let's like say and relax.
No. He's saying it to the son,
no.
you chill out.
Oh, you're about to get in trouble. You better stop.
Your mom is on one because you need to chill out. And again, not blame shifting, but is this 13-year-old behavior or was it warranted?
See, put like that, I could get behind it, DC.
Right? That's
right.
a good
I, if
actually,
it's meant feel, to be positive.
I feel like it's a way of like loving your child.
Mm.
Like, I don't want to see you about to get the wrath.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like let's reel it in a little
bit.
Listen,
I wish my mom would have warned me when Stan was on one, but she didn't. And so I could blame her for it being like, well, you didn't protect me from when Dad was on one.
I hear you.
So I get both sides for sure. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
But
I hear it
100%. But at some point, you can't undermine yourself.
Well,
it depends on how serious it is.
And not to keep evolving this, but say Dad does give the warning, like Rebecca's saying, not the jerk, right? Give the warning. And then the kid does not chill out. Then it's like, all right, man, I tried, big dog. I'm with your mom on this one. I tried to help
you. Yeah, totally.
This is absolutely on you. Oh, grown enough. He's a young man. He's not a baby no more.
I grew up with all sisters, but I do find it interesting when I date men and they tell me how like their dads would do this a lot. Their dads would come in and be like, all right, let me talk to you about your mom. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, they do that? Mm-hmm. Men, you team up behind our backs?
Not teaming. There's not a team.
I know, but
it's
then
still
I
the parent team
but
up.
But I get it.
But it's fun, man. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Rebecca already kicks us off. Says, all right. Not the jerk.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Not the jerk. Parenting's hard work. We all need help. So.
Bars.
Girl.
Put that on a t-shirt.
I don't
we'll
know
talk
what
to
I'm
later.
Doing. Right? DZ doesn't know what he's doing. Right? I'm speaking for him. None of us know what we're doing.
Facts. 100%. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Lala next in Milwaukee, Destiny's wife.
The homie.
Morning,
fam.
All right. Is he the jerk for warning his son mom's about to snap?
Yeah, okay, listen. He is not a true Hispanic or Latino. If you're going to warn your child that your mama is going to get that chancla out, this generation is soft enough, so why are you trying to warn him? You know, this got me pumped up because I didn't get warned, and look how I turned out.
Right?
Really strong and independent.
Uh-huh.
This generation is soft enough that he shouldn't be warned. And like you said, he's 13-year-old. He already knew what his mom gets pissed off about.
Yeah,
that's
right. So if he continues doing it, then you already know. And then when he gets that chancla, then the dad should be like, oh, well, you already know.
And Lala,
you were doing what you're supposed to be doing.
You have a teenager now, right? Isn't your daughter a teenager?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
14.
So maybe some experience?
And she already know.
Maybe some experience?
She already know. she don't get warned.
No, Destiny would die if she tried
better?
To warn. Please.
She knows better.
Mm-hmm. You guys
amazing.
Are hilarious.
All right, we love you, Lala. Thank you. She said
love
jerk.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
So now we're split down the middle.
50-50.
Let's see what Steve and Twin Lakes texted, and he said, I grew up in a single mother household. I wish I would have had the warning before she popped off. Trust me, my kids feel that, Steve.
Shout out, Steve, huh?
You're speaking for all the kids with single parents right now.
For real, though.
Last but not least, Michelle's in Menominee Falls.
Morning, Michelle. Tiebreaker.
Yeah. Good luck.
Hello. Good morning. I'm going not the jerk.
Ooh.
Hey. Not the jerk.
Go on. Because?
So, I agree with everything Rebecca said. Parenting is hard, and you need all the help you can get. And, yeah, I think that if you appreciate your spouse, you can go behind closed doors and be like, hey, listen, you know, we need to discuss this and give the kid a little bit of a warning. I think my husband and I do that pretty well, but we've got young ones, 1 and 4. So, it's like, okay, we just need a break every once in a while.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Somebody texted in and they said, coming from an overstimulated mom, a warning is a good thing. And I get that. I mean, I get wound up sometimes and I have to circle back and apologize to my kids.
That part.
And I do that now because I learned in therapy, you can't let people treat you that way. I'm not saying I don't lose it on my kids.
Parenting's
like everybody
hard.
Else. I'm not
we
saying that I don't hold them accountable, but I am saying there are times when I freak out and I have to come back and apologize because nobody apologized to me. And I thought that people could treat me that way. And that, it goes into adulthood.
Yeah. Yep.
So there is some mental health stuff here, but at the end of the day, tough enough. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, come on. Come on.
Well, and to peel
so
it back.
I go back and forth on that.
To peel it back, even we're doing it now with our 3-year-old because sometimes we will say, hey, buddy, what you're doing, your mom does not like. Or, hey, your dad's not going to be happy about you touching
parenting.
That. You start, right. But that's a warning. That's us giving the kid a warning.
Big time.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
No learn.
Absolutely.
All right. So
not the jerk.
Not the jerk for warning you. Mom's going to go off. Okay.
Appreciate it, Michelle.
Lala's
I'm
not happy.
Day 2 for me. Day 2.
Oh, thank you for keeping us in check. We ain't even realized day 2. We'll call it 2.5.
Day 2 because I won tickets yesterday.
That's right. That's dog. She went crazy. Let's go. She's
Michelle.
On a roll.
For that theme song.
Trucking along.
Well, it's funny you said that because we got to give away more tickets. Michelle, have a great day. Drive safe.
Yeah, you guys too. Thanks.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace. It's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.